Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to It's Your Funeral, the podcast where we interview guests about the most important day of their afterlives. As ever, I'm with the man who puts the FU in funerals. It's Sam Hammond, aka At Von Cruz. How are you, Sam?
Very well. I think you've used that one before.
Well, I have. And the reason I've used it before is because I'm reading off the exact same script as when we tried to record this episode before fucked up the recording.
Yes.
So, let's be honest about this at the top. Our guest today is lovely actor Lorraine Pilkington. Hello, Lorraine.
Hello.
And we recorded this back in, it's now March, we recorded it back in October, and technical gremlins.
It was really good actually as well, because I listened back to it, tried to edit it, but don't go to pirate studios, basically.
In Dalston. Actually, it's quite a good studio, but people just nick the equipment and...
Yeah, nothing really works, and it always smells of weed.
I thought you were going to say we then, because that's what I noticed when I was there.
Yeah, that was just me and Barney.
It was just Barney. Terrible smell of we in the room.
We wear nappies when we're recording.
I know, you looked a bit sort of, a bit generous in the nether regions, but now that explains
generous.
A lot.
Generous. Yeah. Let's tell the audience where we are. We're in Lorraine's beautiful house in kind of Richmond Way in London.
St. Margaret's.
St. Mark's. Yeah, let's not give the full address.
Oh, yeah.
Probably best
For callers after 8 p.m, please knock on number one.
But yeah, thank you so much for coming on again. We're all, I think, worried that we'll never recreate the genius. That night would definitely have, that recording would definitely have won awards.
I think so.
Now it's been lost in the
ether. Now that we can never prove it, it definitely would have won many awards. Comedy awards, just like, you know, freestyle awards, everything, I think.
It was a wonderful evening.
And then we did end up then going out and getting absolutely smashed and having a weird night afterwards as well.
Yeah.
Which...
It escalated. And actually, since then, one of us has almost died.
Yeah, my cat died as well since. So I feel like starting a podcast about funerals has actually, karma-wise, not gone well for us.
I don't know. There's been a lot of death.
We've not had any dead presenters guests yet. So
no.
A friend of mine died as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. Close friend?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
COVID?
No.
That's good.
No.
I mean, it doesn't, it's not good or,
no.
It was not any better or worse.
Worse what you
die
of.
Yeah,
oh, well, phew. At least they didn't die.
Not a statistic.
Like, I'd rather die of something exciting, though.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
what,
go
like
on.
A motorbike accident?
I don't know. Well, if you say you jump out of an airplane and your parachute fails and you smash into the floor and you like make the news, that's way better than like having a heart attack in Asda, isn't it?
Or just to die of COVID. I think it probably is.
I just love that you went straight to Asda. Heart attack in Asda. What a vision.
I don't know. Just imagine that'd be really
class,
shit.
He's a working class man.
My dad used to always say that he was angry when he got on a plane and there was a famous person on the plane as well, because he knew if it went down, he wouldn't be the news. That was his
That's
death.
That's actually
thing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I ever considered death was on a plane, and you know that whole fear of death thing. I just had absolutely zero fear, and I remember there was some just horrific turbulence somewhere over the States, and people going, aah! And I was like, "Bring me another vodka. If we die, we die. Let's make this fun."
Yeah. But boringly, no plane has ever crashed from turbulence. Not a lot of people know that.
Yeah,
they have a lot of crash, just never because of turbulence.
It's
not scary.
It's kind of ruined my story. Thanks, Barney.
I apologize. I should also add, if there's some background noise, your lovely dog, your very cute dog, Elsie, is currently actually eating my hat.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Eat that. Eat
that. Eat it.
She's literally...
Yeah, I'll take that.
She's got a habit of going to my dirty clothes basket and coming down with filthy knickers and just like wrestling with them in the...
That's what dogs are for.
I'm like, oh God, no, not that!
So I should bring it round to funerals. We've gone on a bit of a death rant, but what is your funeral experience, Lorraine?
I think.
Did you go to?
No, I wasn't able to.
That's terrible, isn't it? Yeah. That's what I think up there with the worst things of the COVID thing.
This is an ideal time for me to die, actually, because then I don't have to have a funeral and all the fuss. But yeah.
And then you wouldn't be shown up by not having explained your perfect funeral scenario. Yeah. Even though only six people
would be allowed. Is that still the rule?
Six.
It was six for a while, I think.
Well, this was in the Republic of Ireland, so I mean, it was the same. I think similar rules or whatever, but just horrendous. And so you're kind of one is waiting to go and. I guess, celebrate his life.
Oh, that's so shit.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell a funny story.
Go on then.
Good.
Sorry. I think I told this the first time around. It was kind of, it's more awkward than funny, I suppose. But when I was about 19 or 20, I started dating this slightly older guy. And
how old?
Like 38.
All right.
37, maybe.
Not but too any- noncy.
Well, not
he
too.
He wouldn't be allowed to now. He wouldn't fly these days.
Well, I was overage, so it was like it was legal and that. But just, I started seeing him, but I was only seeing him for about two or three weeks, and his mum died. And I mean, we were dating. We weren't like, you know, we weren't that serious. But obviously, out of respect, I went to the funeral.
Yeah, that's mad to me that you went after so short a time.
But
so
I mean, you know,
kind,
you,
very kind.
Yeah, but you go and you know, be aware that like in Ireland. You'd know, like, everyone's interlinked anyway, but you know friends of friends, and everyone loves a funeral. But
in Ireland, they do.
Yeah, they love a funeral. It's a great old chance to catch up with people you haven't seen for ages. But I went along and I came in the back, and somebody said, who are you with? And I didn't say girlfriend, but I said, oh, I'm with Eugene. And I think maybe someone else said girlfriend, but anyway, I was whisked up. To the fucking front pew, and I was offered condolences. I'm actually blushing. I was offered condolences by all of these people who had known her all my life, who were going, who the fuck is that? I was just like one of those accidental, awful. I couldn't reverse it. It was just, I was too busy in the church. I couldn't, when it sort of all started, I couldn't then turn around and then walk down that center aisle and head off. It was just the worst.
It's like an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, it really is.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also you can't make yourself do anything different. It's that weird thing. And it happens to me quite a lot in life recently.
If that had happened to me, I think I would have like seen the rest of my life in front of me suddenly like, oh, I've got to stay with this person now for much longer than I want to because I was at the front row.
I mean, it's not that far from the truth, to be honest. I mean, I did feel like I had to throw a bit of extra commitment in after being offered so much condolences.
Yeah. You were the life and soul of that funeral, as it turns out.
I literally was the life and soul.
Did people ask you about your memories of the deceased?
No, because they do that whole protocol where they just, so they go to the top of the church, the coffin's laid out, I think it was an open casket. First time I met the lady.
is this a Catholic funeral? Or is this a
Catholic funeral.
She really didn't want Eugene to get a girlfriend. As a result, she died.
I'm going to top myself. Right, that's it. So, but the whole...
shout out to Eugene.
The entire congregation comes up and shakes hands and hugs everyone on the first pew. So that's usually the husband, the children. Maybe
the second date.
maybe the children's partners.
Fucking
like
hell.
Life partners. There were people who were married to the daughter who were in the second pew, and I was in the first pew. It was just
horrific. That's a brilliant story.
I can't stop blushing every time I think of it. I'm like, you can
How did Eugene react? Was he just like, just go with it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think when you're grieving, you just don't care what's going on. You're not kind of going, why is that person sitting in that? It's not like a wedding where people are going,
were
hey,
you sat next
second.
To Eugene?
No, not even. I just sat beside his brother who had
did
never
you
met
feel,
either.
Did you feel like the outfit you'd worn was, I mean, there was no, I would worry that at that point it was like, inappropriate.
100% inappropriate, like not grievy enough. You know, she was old lady.
The PVC cat suit was a mistake in the end.
Yeah. The pleather cat suit.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if anyone's done a fancy dress funeral before.
Must have done.
I mean, yeah, everything you can imagine has been done.
That's a good excuse. I've decided that my next fancy dress, I'm going in my Ready Steady Cook apron and nothing else.
Nothing else?
Well, not even a little pant.
Maybe a little pant just to hide the background.
A small pant.
But yeah.
Just in case you could bend down forward. Exactly. That wouldn't be nice.
I hate fancy dress parties.
I do as well.
I do too, but I've become a little bit more... I've come round to them a little bit. Not fancy dress parties per se, but I've got these friends, so they are really fun. And they come with a dressing up box. And we just like...
So they just come round.
Well, the last time they came dressed as peas, like peas in a pod.
Right, okay.
So they were both dressed as peas in a pod.
We were expecting this.
Peas in a pod. It was pre-lockdown. I opened the door. One is really tall and one's really short. And they had their head and then two other peas and then like this whole jacket.
Amazing.
Thing. And then another time is a flip-flop. And I have to say, I am allergic to dressing up. Maybe because I was an actress and it's a bit like a busman's holiday. I don't know. And I just always kind of, not because I'm superior, but I just feel like a dickhead.
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
but saying that, the last couple of times they came, I really, really enjoyed the whole, I don't know, the spectacle of dressing up and like a dickhead, like not dressing up like, you know, there's the two types of women, like the one who dresses up at Halloween like a fucking blueberry and like with purple face and everything, that's me. And then there's the ones who like dress up as like sexy vampires.
Not me.
So I'm fine as long as I'm dressed as a flip-flop or like a big blueberry or something, but not if I'm trying to be sexy.
The fancy dress thing that I'm automatically thinking of is that one that went viral, which is the girl who where the theme was dress up as a song, and she's covered herself in like bits of white paint and has just got a sticker on her saying Eileen.
I had a fancy dress nightmare once. I was about 18 and I got invited to something, and I think it was Pimps and Prostitutes was the theme. And I was like, I don't want to just be a normal pimp. So I thought I'm going to be a gorilla pimp. So I got a full gorilla suit, like the full fur and the hat and everything. The helmet.
Chains.
And then I was like, yeah, chains. And I was a pimping gorilla. I don't know why. But anyway, I did this.
Hot.
But it was, yeah, and it was in this roasting hot bar. It was like one of my friend's like 21st birthday or something. And anyway, the gorilla sort of mask was too hot. And so I took that off. I was just like, I can't wear this. And this one of my mates was just like, tell you what, I'll just paint your face black and then you'll look like a gorilla. And this is like when I was 18 and I was like, I was pissed out my head, probably on many different chemicals. And I was just like, yeah, all right, because she had loads of makeup. So she painted my face black in the toilets. And then I went downstairs and I hadn't thought about that was completely inappropriate and wrong. And then this like massive black guy who I know who works at the bar came up to me and said, was like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. And I was like, I'm a gorilla. And then it just made it even worse.
Oh, shit.
And then I went to the toilet, tried to scrub it all off. Couldn't really get it all off and I just went home. But yeah, apologies to the black community.
Yeah,
yeah, that was
I that was your real back. Prince Harry in a Nazi uniform.
Well, yeah. It was total accidental. But
my
mum
used to dress me up as a chimney sweep because we never had costumes. She used to dress me up as a chimney sweep every
fucking
year. To go
to school?
Year. No, just on Halloween, and we had like one of those Aga things, but not an Aga, a cheaper one, Tyrolia. And it had like a little chimney sweep. Well, it was a chimney sweep, but a little one.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just used to put black on my face.
That was it.
Yeah.
Things were different back then.
Yeah.
Things were different back then.
I mean, how often did you dress up as a ghost?
No, we just had a bin bag over our head. That was it.
Yeah, we had that as well.
That was the classic.
Well, we went to Tenerife, actually. My brother, we were famously not cared for in terms of like, you know, extra jackets if we went out or, you know, it was all just like, well, you forgot it. Now you have to freeze. When we went to Tenerife, my parents sent me and my three siblings, older siblings, out for to have dinner by ourselves. My eldest brother would have been about 13. And it was fucking freezing in the evening when the sun went down. And Jamie was just in his like swimming togs and he was absolutely freezing. We were sitting outside in this thing and the restaurant owner made him a little top out of a bin bag. He tied a little
The things you remember.
I know, I'll never forget it. Jamie's
good old
in
days
his bin
of,
bag.
Of parenting.
And so we better ask you about your funeral, as this is about your fantasy funeral. How much thought have you given it in your time?
Not a huge amount, although I am convinced I'm going to die young, but not because I want the party of the funeral to be a fly on the wall. But I would like to do, especially if I died young, I'd like to do something quite outrageous. I will say last time I consider maybe getting a boob job after I was
dead.
That's
right. Brilliant.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, so definitely
open
casket.
So have an open casket. And just like, have a massive rack so that when people are saying their last goodbyes, everyone's going, I don't remember having tits like that.
Are they
going
to be out or are they going to be
well, just
like
so,
a
you know,
bikini?
Bikini. No, but just, you know, just so that everyone comes up and goes, what the? I don't remember her tits being like this.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd go through it in my living days, but I think it would be quite
fun. I remember that being the best thing that we'd heard so far. My girlfriend was telling me recently that her mum had had a boob job. And apparently when her mum went and met the doctor, the surgeon, the first thing he said was, I want my tits to come in the room before I do. That was her instruction.
What a legend. You got her number.
That's great. Yeah.
No, I've never met. She's in Brazil. She's Brazilian. Oh, unfortunately.
So it'd be a very long number.
Yeah.
I think that is the best. That is the best. Yeah, definitely the best open casket story we've had.
I would like to.
What
look
do you want on your face? Do you want like... Because you know, we're going to mould your face in a certain position. You know, we can maybe have you angry.
I suppose I could go all out. Oh, you mean just like clown makeup and just be like, oh.
Yeah. Or...
Are you angling to have a blacked up, Sam, based on your last movie?
Yeah. Do you want me dressed as a gorilla with big tits?
Yeah, big tit gorilla. That's my ideal
big
wife.
Big tit gorilla pimp.
Yeah. That Cadbury's advert with the gorilla would have been better if it had big tits. It would.
I mean, everything's better with big tits, Sam.
Can it be as simple as that? It can be.
Wouldn't like a dog with big tits.
I mean, that would be a bit pointless, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Is it in a church? Is it a classic, a traditional?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Traditional
oh,
thing?
Absolutely. It'd have to
be. Big congregation?
Huge. I mean, I just imagine so many people come to my funeral just to make sure I'm dead.
Who would not be there? Who would you insist?
Do you mean forbid to go?
Yeah, who would you forbid to go on to your funeral?
I'd have to like draw the line at Theresa May. She'd have to apply a few times, but I think we'd still not let her.
Poor Theresa. I feel like Boris has made Theresa look all right.
No.
Harvey Weinstein.
He's busy.
Hang on a second.
Did you do any work with him?
Hang on a second. Right. So I have the best Harvey Weinstein story. So
brilliant.
Bear in mind that every single person who has basically ever worked with him, he raped or sexually molested. Yeah. So when I was 19 and I'd actually got a part in a film over in Ireland, this Italian couple, absolutely gorgeous couple in their 60s, remortgaged their house and she'd written it. He was going to direct it and she was producing it. So trying to like gather money together, desperately trying to gather money together. They got about 85% of the finances, but just ran out of resources. So went to Miramax, Harvey Weinstein's company, for the last 10%. Anywho, the story was about a girl who wasn't like necessarily that beautiful, which I wasn't. At the time, I was like quite chunky, weird hair, funny teeth, that kind of thing. But I had like good energy and they were like, that's what we want. She was supposed to be a governess. And the whole point was that she wasn't technically beautiful. Right. Anyway, I went over and he said, I'd met him before. He distributed a couple of films of mine and he was in the Savoy Hotel. And I think I was 18, 19, and I just didn't know how to put myself together. And I remember I was wearing like a Marks & Spencer's like round neck dress with buttons down to the waist and then like a flowing skirt and Doc Martens and like mismatched underwear. And I had like my weird hair and everything. And
it was just supposed to be a meeting for you to meet
for
him.
For him to say that it was okay that they cast me and they didn't want to go elsewhere for casting.
Got it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
So I'm in the thing, and he did the whole, you know, the whole scenario where he went, okay, you know, my assistant, you go out and get us some this, and then the other assistant, you go out and get us some that. And then he's having this conversation with me. He said, so you read the script? And I'm like, yeah.
Was this up in his room?
Savoy.
But in his room, not in the bar or anything?
No, in his room.
In his room,
of course,
yeah. Because all of the stories are that they're in his room.
Yeah. So, wait. So he goes, so you read the script? And he said, are you comfortable having a sex scene? I said, Harvey, I said, you distributed a movie that I was in. It was a close-on sex scene. I said, but yeah, of course. I said, if it's relevant to the story of the film, yeah. He goes, so would you say you're body confident? And I was like, no, in my head. I was screaming, no, no, no. And I was like going, yeah. And he was like, okay, so if I said stand up and, you know, take your dress off, would you do that? And I was like, I mean, if that helps. So I stood up.
Jesus.
And took my dress off. He didn't even try to finger me. Hashtag not me. Hashtag not me. Hashtag why not? Hashtag why the fuck am I the only person he didn't come near? Hashtag what the fuck?
This is the guy who got caught wanking onto a plant.
That's still sexual
Thank
abuse.
Thank you, Sam.
Though. It's still abuse to make you take your clothes off.
Barnaby, this is one of these situations where it is hilarious because of the hashtag not me, hashtag why not.
Not me too.
Not hashtag me too, hashtag not me, hashtag why not. And then I have to tell you, my friend Caroline went, oh, fucking hell, you think that's fucking bad? She said, son, tell Lorraine what happened to me when I was in the fucking hospital. She's a bit older, she's 58. She goes, I was lying in a fucking hospital bed. And she said, my legs were in traction. She said, Jimmy Savile sailed straight past my bed. Fucking hashtag not me either. Fucking hashtag why not? So we're literally, yeah. No, listen, it's awful. It's bleak. It's dark. I get it.
No,
but it's
funny.
Just how you can make something funny.
No, it's true. Like I was literally telling this story quite recently, but I think a kind of PE teacher of sorts at my school was grooming some of the kids.
Of course.
Not only did he not groom me, but he didn't even let me kind of involved in the same way, like he would take kids out places.
Yeah.
Clean a ugly kid.
And stuff like that. I guess I like to think I wasn't suggestible.
That is actually why, that is what the case is. It's not because they don't, it's because they go, there's no way I'll get away with that.
They look
for vulnerabilities.
Not quite vulnerable enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
exactly.
I've not been fingered by any famous people, so.
Give it time.
I know, yeah, I'm trying.
I've just realised I
really
definitely
hard.
Can't let my parents listen to this one.
Yeah.
I didn't even try to finger me. I actually, that story only just came out. Like, so when, and the truth of it is, I mean, it's a little bit more serious, was he devastated me because he belittled me so much and said, you know, what makes you think with a body like that you could work in Hollywood? You look, you know, you're overweight, you're not talented enough. He destroyed my confidence. Which was worse. No, I can't say it was worse, but it was really destructive. Like, I just never kind of built up. I never kind of really thought that I was, you know, good enough after that.
What do you think was in it for him to tell you that at that point?
I think he knew I wasn't going to be susceptible, so he needed to, hit out.
Well, hopefully he's having a good time getting fingered in jail right now. So,
yeah.
You know. Can you visualise that as he was walking to court with his Zimmer frame?
It was fucking hilariously bad. Yeah.
So lame.
Absolute bollocks.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. He was an awful person. But I did put out this thing on my Facebook thing just saying about how destructive it was and just hashtag me too. Well, hashtag not quite. But hashtag I wish. Hashtag no.
That would have been enough for a lot of people to stop acting, I think. How did you find the strength to start again?
Obviously what he did with the film, which is just even worse, was that he bought the rights off them because he had power, chucked it in the bin. He cast Elle Macpherson or someone. Oh, not Elle Macpherson. Who's the one who's in Kill Bill?
Yes, Uma Thurman.
Cast Uma Thurman. I don't even know if they shot the movie, but they chucked it in the bin. Never got made. Yeah. But that was like a couple's life's, you know, dream. It was just, but yeah, so that's the destruction, you know, like destroying their life. They mortgaged their house and blah, 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 and then they could never remake it. And it was such a beautiful story as well.
That's really sad.
Yeah. Such a shame that it's almost like And the things are hopefully changing a bit now, but it seems like to get to the top of those industries, you have to be an arsehole.
Yeah. Or a pedo.
Well, but yeah, you know, both. Very much. You know, but also...
Pedo arsehole.
Pedos are really good at music, it turns out, aren't they?
Stop. Like
Michael Jackson, R. Kelly.
That, I don't think you can love
Jonathan
musicians.
King.
Can we?
Jimmy Savile, Radio
Jonathan King.
He was quite musical.
Sam, you do
what
have
are
a...
the famous
you, I feel like your default setting is to go back to paedophilia.
I love a pedo joke.
I don't like what that implies.
No. I mean, you know, I just say in this podcast, we have quite a lot got onto the subject of paedophilia. But at least in this one, we have a first-person story. Thank you so much, Lorraine, for bringing that to...
It's our first Weinstein story.
It is.
Yeah, well...
It's amazing.
He'll be dead soon, so...
He will. That's kind of, yeah, we're kind of still on subject.
Yeah. Shall we go on to the most important bit? Of course, the wake. You want it to be a big party?
The wake, yeah. I would want it to be a huge party.
We've had people say they want festivals. We've had people say they want, you know, just it to be quite small. But I feel like this one's got to be huge.
And the thing is, I mean, obviously the kind of the more generous person or the bigger person would say, like, I don't want anyone to be sad. Like, I just want everyone to celebrate my life and just be really happy. Fuck that shit. I want them, like, really, really sad.
Damn
like,
right.
Just, like, bawling their eyes out and falling apart and realizing that, you know, they're going to miss me so much, yeah. And I'm going to be SC. No,
I completely agree. Like, that's how I visualize mine. Definitely. Yeah. People are upset.
Are devastated.
And I definitely never visualize it how it might be, which is that I get so old that everyone I know has already died. And then it's just me and a vicar in a field. That would be bleak.
Is this your funeral? Is this how you die?
No, the funeral. Yeah,
with a vicar in
Hold
a field.
On. I feel like just me
hang
and a vicar
a
in a field
that's
allowing us to go back into that subject.
Well, hang on, you just said you were an old man. It could be a young vicar,
no, that's
I suppose.
True. No, like just a, you know, sometimes in films you see that scene where it's just like, oh, an old person has died and no one's there and it's just a vicar in the field and the body going into the ground.
I think you mean a graveyard, don't you? Not a field.
I mean, it is a field of sorts,
isn't Okay. That's not nitpick.
No need to be so specific.
That's something so nitpicky.
But yeah, but your wake, what kind of venue then, do you think?
Just like some sort of like kind of bleak hotel where like the staff are like a bit shit and kind of, you know,
faulty
people
towers.
Judge you. Yeah, people judge you. No, it have to be like some old Irish hotel where like people judge you in every way they possibly can. Yeah, I would like it to be a national story on the news, though, in Ireland, though. I think I might have to do something
else. You're not far off that happening.
I don't know. Depends on how I die.
Yeah.
I mean, it's with a vicar in a field.
Mm.
Yeah.
And that's a good story.
What would it take for you to... What would your death have to be for it to become news? So a murder would probably do it.
Yeah.
If you died on set, that would probably do it.
Oh, yeah. I'd have to get
Barney. Doing your own stunts. But actually, I wouldn't mind being a stuntman. I mean, I don't think I'd be very good at it, but it sounds like quite a good gig. If you're
you could
not,
be a stuntman
if
you're
for,
not
scared
like,
of stuff.
For like the cadavers in like Casualty. Would you be good at that?
Is that extra work?
I don't know,
just
yeah.
Just being a dead
body. Non-speaking role.
Don't get much
I mean, I've got the right skin palette for it.
I would totally be trying to like upstage the fucking actor if I was a cadaver. Just having some little twitch or wink or like curl my lip or just do something at the very last minute. You'd no more time for filming. Just be like...
I'm not an actor, obviously, but I accidentally got a part in Johnny English 3 a few years ago.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah, and I had to play coked up DJ. Which a role I'd been sort of practicing for about 30 years.
Who knew? Yeah.
And I had to fall asleep like at the decks, and then what's he called, Mr. Bean, Rowan Atkinson, had to run over and lift the needle off the thing. So I had to fall asleep, and so I was lying there, and I was like, right, I'm going to do the best sleeping anyone's ever fucking seen here. I'm going to be so asleep. They were like, open your mouth. And I was like, I don't know. I want to look cool when I'm asleep. I do look convincingly asleep. I can't. When I see the clip myself, I can't believe I'm not asleep.
I've fallen asleep in a scene before where you're supposed to be pretending to be asleep, and I've actually fallen asleep.
That shows how good an actor you are then. You're just so in the moment.
No, I think it just shows how fucking tired I am because I probably went out the night before.
How much did you earn for being in Johnny English 3?
Not enough. I can't remember what it was, but...
Like a few hundred quid or something?
I think it was like 200 quid or something. Yeah, I was like, I had a day off and I went... I think I ended up having to do 2 days. The first day I just sat in a room all day doing nothing, waiting to go on. Yeah. Rowan Atkinson made me a cup of tea. That was nice. And he was really friendly.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be all right, isn't he?
He was really nice. And in watching him like get into character was really weird because he was, you know, those like weird mannerisms he does and the face things. He's like, you know, pulling his
head.
He was getting into character, just stood next to me doing that, going like, you know, like gurning and doing all the mad things. And just watching his process was really funny. But yeah, and then I really, you know, I was upset that I didn't get sort of BAFTA nominated for my sleeping coked up DJ.
Yeah, it's awful when you end up on the cutting room floor. Yeah. I had a part in this film called Gold in the Streets, and I'd read it, and I'd been to New York about 4 times in the previous 2 years, and I was absolutely obsessed with New York. And I went up for the lead part and didn't get it. Louise Lombard played the lead part, and
bitch. I
had this sort of side. Yeah, I had this side part, and it was kind of just less than substantial for the time that it was and where I was at. But because I think nearly 4 of the scenes were filmed in New York.
Wow, perfect.
I was like, I'm going to do it. But then the fuckers filmed all those scenes inside in studio, inside in Dublin. But I managed to convince the producer to let me, to pay for me to go to New York.
Brilliant.
And stay in a hotel.
Yes.
I was like, I can be set mascot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
A friend that we know called Richard, he did extra work. And he was an extra in, I think, the second most recent Star Wars film.
That's wow. Cool.
And he was banging on about it a lot. And I think at one point he was like sat in an X-wing, like being one of the pilots.
What?
But then he said that when he watched the film, he wasn't to be anywhere to be seen.
Oh yeah, that's sorry. I didn't finish the story. But when I went to watch it with a friend of mine at the premiere, I was literally nowhere to be seen. I mean,
is it super super disappointing when you? You watch something that you thought you were in and you're not in it.
I don't have... Well, it must be. But I actually don't... I don't have that much experience with that because it's really... It's only been
good.
That one time. I think generally if you have a decent part, they'll let you know if they're going to cut lots
really?
Out. Yeah, yeah. Out of decency.
Harvey Weinstein let you know before you even started.
Yeah, you're cut out.
You're cut out for anything.
You won't be needed. Ever. You'll be no longer required.
Have you had any chance to think about what you'd like written on your gravestone? That's a question we like to ask. Do you remember what you said last time? I don't.
I think it was the old, I told you she was sick.
I told you I was ill.
Yeah, but that was just nicked from someone else. And I just, well, nowadays I think I just put hashtag not me.
Yeah. Why not me?
Hashtag why not? Yeah,
hashtag
I think that's been my
soon.
Gravestone.
There will be gravestones with hashtags on now, probably.
Probably.
There aren't any with like LCD... like strips that you can have stuff written that goes across on like computer screen. That would be quite cool.
Yeah.
I'd
and you could update
that.
Them.
Yeah, I'd be into that.
I think the whole thing is though that it's supposed to be a permanent thing that you can't update it because otherwise, you know, you kind of figure out you get nothing in the will and then you start like posting obscenities to the moving lights.
I think that would be super
You could
cool.
have one with like a Bluetooth speaker in it and or like a wireless speaker in it and you bang out some different tunes and some disco lights at night.
Definitely.
Yeah. Just get the party going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be a place, Sam's, yours would be perfect to be a place where everyone else congregates to have a party.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a teenager, we were always looking for somewhere just to go and hang out and get drunk or, you know, because you've got nowhere to go. You're not out in the pub yet. You could leave like a little gift to the kids, you know, and just put like
little music,
a little USB port on the grave so they can put their own tunes on.
That's a brilliant idea.
It is. Some lights, a little heater.
People could be like, let's go to Uncle Sam's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. You'd be a legend.
This one's
be
for
a
the
legend.
Kids.
This one's for the kids.
This could be what
or
your
just,
entire
you just,
life
yeah.
was for.
You could just put on your gravestone, you're welcome.
Yeah, yeah. And a little mirror on top of them to do the little lines of speed.
And like on the side, yeah, on the side of the gravestone is a little, like an ashtray as well. Yeah, somewhere they can do their lines.
I mean, who are we kidding? Kids these days, they don't finger each other or do drugs. They just do dancing on TikTok with their granddad.
Yeah, so a mirror where they can, so somewhere.
Tories.
All kids are Tories.
Tory kids. Just a bunch of Tory kids. Artie, will you get me a beer?
Artie, are you a Tory? No comment.
This definitely,
clearly is.
This definitely won't be in, but Lorraine's son is called Artie and he is the beer grabber. Lorraine, how do you want to be remembered? This is the last question we ask everyone.
I really want to be remembered as being funny.
Don't think there's, you know,
think
you've
it's
got any
problem.
Worries there.
You both went, I don't think that's going to be possible.
I don't think you've got any worries.
I just don't think
you're going to be remembered.
I think you should steer your expectations in a different direction because that's just not going to fucking happen.
You're going to be remembered
anything
as one,
else?
The person who Harvey Weinstein turned down, and two, as funny.
God. Not fit enough for Harvey.
Not funny enough.
It might just be that Harvey doesn't like funny women. He's intimidated.
Maybe.
I don't think I was.
I mean, I was funny looking at that point, but I don't think I was funny. I might have been my mismatched sort of slightly grey knickers and like flesh coloured bra.
I like the fact though that you didn't go in there thinking, oh, there's a chance Harvey Weinstein's going to make me strip naked. That's good. You know, you were yourself.
Supposedly, he doesn't have a penis.
He's never seen it.
No,
that's for sure.
No, supposedly in the court notes, like they said, he doesn't really have one. And when he was just sort of going down on these women when he was raping them, and
he doesn't have a penis.
That might be why he's so angry.
Yeah. But does he have like a nubbin?
Little button mushroom.
He's not going to need one where he is he?
Little baby button mushroom.
Yeah,
that's really making me laugh.
I think it's a perfect vision to end on. Lorraine, thanks so much for coming. Have you got anything you'd like to plug? Where can they see your stuff? What are you up to?
The dog just started growling.
She was like, don't
thinking
tell
about
her.
Harvey Weinstein's dong.
Winky. I'm going to try and really focus on getting back into acting. I've been watching some of my old work and I've kind of remembered that I really enjoy doing it, and it's a fun thing. I'd kind of gone off it, but I think it's time now. So I'm going to have a word with my agent and get me out there to audition.
That's great news.
You're going to have to start doing lots of self tapes.
Oh yeah.
That's what it's all about. My flatmate's an actor and he just does endless self tapes.
Yeah, that's the way.
Sam, are you going to start doing self tapes too? Now, you know.
Honestly.
Johnny English 4.
I don't want to be an actor. It sounds shit.
It is shit.
Turned down by Harvey Weinstein. And
Yeah, exactly. That was probably the highlight of my career.
Anyway, once again, Lorraine, thank you so much for coming on. Guys, thanks so much for listening as well. Please do follow us on Instagram @podit'syourfuneral. Do subscribe to us, drop us a comment and a rating, and send us any of your funny funeral stories. Email address is podit'syourfuneral@gmail.com. Also follow @vomcruise on Instagram. This is where he usually says, no, don't.
Yeah, no, do. I need some followers.
Follow him on Instagram. Although you're nearly always getting thrown off by Instagram, aren't you? They've got a love-hate relationship with them.
Yeah, they don't like me. I don't like them, but there's no alternative.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening again, and tune in again next time. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.